I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1105, Let the Truth Be Told. Hey, podcast family, how are you? I mean, really, how are you? When we're asked that question, our answer depends, doesn't it? It depends on who's asking, if they really want to know, and if we really want to tell them. Our answer might be different to our neighbor who on the street quickly waves and says, hey, how are you? Compared to when our spouse, a dear friend, our doctor, our counselor, ask that question. Others who aren't just using how are you for a throwaway line, but they really want to know. They're expecting to hear the truth. There's a time and a place for us to say, fine, and you? But there also must be safe places and safe people where when that question is asked, the truth can be told. T2G is about love, loving God and loving others, and we can't love well if we're just deceiving ourselves and those around us. Carly Pearce and Matthew West have a song titled, Truth Be Told. It's about the lies we tell ourselves because we're not willing to admit that we're all broken. The lyrics go like this. Lie number one, we're supposed to have it all together. And when they ask how you're doing, just smile and tell them, never better. Lie number two, everybody's life is perfect except yours. So keep your messes in your wounds and your secrets safe with you behind closed doors. Truth be told, the truth is rarely told. Now, I say I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine. Oh, I'm fine. Hey, I'm fine. But I'm not. I'm broken. And when it's out of control, I say it's under control, but it's not. And you know it. I don't know why it's so hard to admit it, when being honest is the only way to fix it. There's no failure, no fall. There's no sin that you don't know. So let the truth be told. Can I really stand here unashamed, knowing that your love for me won't change? Oh God, if that's really true, then let the truth be told. I think that's a powerful song. I'm not advocating that you let your dirty laundry blow in the wind for all time and everybody to see, but I'm strongly saying that we need to have people in our life where we can let the truth be told. And to the extent that we do that well, we will also T2G. It starts with what you believe about God, that He so loved you, that you are His beloved, that you are not condemned. And then you don't have to put on a show. You can let the truth be told to people who care about you, warts and all. You can do what James says, confess your sins one to another, and you'll be healed. And then you can live out Galatians 6:2, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. If we don't let the truth be told, we won't be able to lovingly be burden bearers for others in the body of Christ. I know it can be scary, but it's also liberating at the same time. Yes, it has to be the right time and the right person in the right place to help us have the confidence to be vulnerable. But there's a peace and healing when we let the truth be told. Here's the great question. Who are the people in your life with whom you feel totally free to let the truth be told? Let's pray. Lord, give us people to whom the truth about us can be told, and make us safe people who can lovingly hear the truth about others. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1106. In the meantime, New Spring Church had this on their blog. We all do it. We share smiling photos with our spouses, knowing full well a fight erupted just moments before. We spend so much time making our food Insta-worthy. It's cold by the time we start to eat. Everyone is guilty of putting only the best version of themselves on social media, both in what we show and what we leave out. Sometimes we don't want people to know our faults because we're afraid they won't like us. But we don't have to worry about that with God. He knows our mistakes, and He loves us and accepts us. C.S. Lewis wrote this in The Four Loves. There is no safe investment. To love at all is to be vulnerable. Love anything, and your heart will certainly be wrung and possibly broken. If you want to make sure of keeping it intact, you must give your heart to no one, not even to an animal. Wrap it carefully around with hobbies and little luxuries. Avoid all entanglements. Lock it up safe in the casket or coffin of your selfishness. But in that casket, safe, dark, motionless, airless, it will change. It will not be broken. It will become unbreakable, impenetrable, irredeemable. Well, we don't want that, podcast family. May God give you people with whom you can be vulnerable. and honest. And may God make you a person with whom others can be vulnerable. And let the truth be told.